Hey everybody, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know, life can sometimes feel like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole. One minute you're on top of the world, feeling like you could conquer Mount Everest, the next you're dodging stress balls and trying not to get crushed by reality. But what if there was a way to shift your perspective, to train your mind to see those challenges as opportunities instead of threats? Today, we're diving deep into cultivating a positive attitude because let's be real, folks, a sunny disposition can make all the difference in navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, constantly complaining about the rain even on those beautiful sunny days? Yeah, me too. But it doesn't have to be that way. Cultivating a positive attitude is like upgrading your mental software. It's not just about being happy all the time because let's face it, that's unrealistic, but about developing a mindset that allows you to bounce back from setbacks, find joy in the little things, and approach life with a sense of resilience. Think of it as building your own inner sunshine, regardless of what's happening outside. So, how do we actually do this? Well, there are a few key things to keep in mind. First, practice gratitude. You know that feeling when you wake up and the sun is streaming through your window? Or maybe it's that delicious cup of coffee that gets your day started, right? Taking a moment each day to acknowledge those little wins can have a huge impact on your overall outlook. It's like training your brain to focus on the good stuff instead of getting bogged down by the negative. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "This is going to be a disaster," or "I'm just not good enough," stop and ask yourself, is there really any evidence to support that? Often, our fears are just that, fears, not facts. By questioning those negative thoughts, you can start to replace them with more realistic and positive ones. Third, focus on what you can control. We can't always change the world around us, but we can choose how we react to it. Instead of getting caught up in things beyond your control, focus your energy on what you can actually influence: your actions, your attitude, your choices. Remember, you have more power than you think. Fourth, practice self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental health is crucial for maintaining a positive outlook. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and do things that bring you joy. Think of it as investing in yourself because when you feel good, you radiate positivity. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know those folks who always seem to have a smile on their face and a pep in their step. They're the ones who can lift your spirits even on the cloudiest days. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be so bogged down by stress, work deadlines, family obligations, the whole shebang. But then she started implementing these simple strategies. Practicing gratitude for a sunny morning walk, challenging her negative self-talk when things got tough, focusing on completing one task at a time, taking care of herself with regular yoga sessions and healthy meals, and spending time with her supportive friends who always knew how to bring out the best in her. And guess what? She's transformed. Sarah now approaches challenges with a calmness and resilience that's truly inspiring. It just goes to show you cultivating a positive attitude is a journey, not a destination. So, my friends, let's commit to making today a little brighter, one positive thought at a time. Practice gratitude, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, take care of yourself, and surround yourself with positivity. Remember, your mindset is your superpower, use it wisely. Want to share your own experience or ask me a question? Head over to our Instagram page and join the conversation. We're all in this together, folks, so let's keep lifting each other up. See you on the next episode of Modern Stoicism. Until then, stay strong, stay positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.